Many businesses in the Charlotte area will likely be able to open their doors to customers this weekend under phase one of Governor Roy Cooper's reopening plan. But as WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports, shopping will look different, and not all stores are on board.
When you walk in the door at Paper Skyscraper in Dilworth, the first thing you see is a small table with a bottle of hand sanitizer and a box of face masks. Bright orange paper signs say, "Please use hand sanitizer," and "Please take a mask." Bill Godwin owns the store, which sells cards, books, and gifts.
As you can see, we've got lines and spacing set out throughout the floor to make sure that customers do not get too close to each other when they're in line.
Paper Skyscraper opened earlier this week after Mecklenburg County's stay-at-home order expired. Under the statewide order, businesses that sell books and other educational materials are considered essential. Godwin says the store is only letting 15 people in at a time. It's also temporarily stopped taking cash to try to limit the number of things employees and customers touch.
We're working through it on a daily basis. I mean, an hourly basis.
Just down the street, women's clothing store Vestique is preparing to open on Saturday. Manager J.C. Harris says the store will have shorter hours. Only 10 people will be allowed in the store at a time, and the fitting rooms will be closed.
A lot of Lysol. A lot of just wiping everything down after every single person comes in. Just monitoring, like, how many people are in the store and how many people are close to each other at a time.
She says managers are nervous since they don't know what to expect and are still figuring some stuff out.
Will we make everyone shop a certain direction or, you know, something like that? We haven't really discussed that yet. We're kind of just playing it by ear and seeing how this weekend goes.
Vestique will also start offering private shopping parties where a handful of customers can come in and shop for a set period of time. Scott Wishart doesn't expect he'll feel comfortable reopening for at least another month. He owns Lunchbox Records in Plaza Midwood.
Just because of the way the store is and it's the whole thing, it's everyone has to touch everything.
Wishart has been offering curbside pickup during the coronavirus pandemic. No customers are allowed inside. He says his business has been down between 70 and 80%, but he's hesitant to reopen for several reasons. First, many of his employees have school-age kids and need to stay home to help them with online school. And second,
you can't really still find all the supplies you need to do everything the way you need to do it. You know, still hard to find masks and gloves and sanitizer.
Wishart says he ordered gloves a month ago and they still haven't shown up. Plus, he says he'd be nervous to start allowing customers on a weekend. Saturday and Sunday were Lunchbox Records' busiest days.
There's just like tons and tons of people in here. It's really packed and there's no way to control it. So having that be the first day seems like a horrible idea to me.
Wishart says he'll try to pick a slower day when he does reopen. He'll also limit the number of people in the store and ask them to wear gloves and masks. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.